For our time of confession of sin this morning, I'll be reading out of Leviticus chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. If you'd like to turn to God's Word there. Leviticus 4, verses 1 through 3. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel. If a person sins unintentionally in any of the things which the Lord has commanded not to be done, and commits any of them, if the anointed priest sins so as to bring guilt on the people, then let him offer to the Lord a bull without defect as a sin offering for the sins he has committed." In this chapter in Leviticus, we are given the law of the sin offering. As an introduction to this law, in verses 1 through 3, which we just read, we are told that there is a close relationship between the priest who sins and the people. And the relationship is this: if the priest sins, he brings guilt not only upon himself, which is something we understand and easily accept, but he also brings guilt upon the people, which is something that doesn't really fit in with the way we think in America today. This is the case because we do not think about sin in a biblical and a covenant manner. The covenant principle that is being illustrated here is this: when one in authority falls into sin, all those over whom he has authority bears the consequences of that sin. The sin of one, in other words, it affects the many. So sin is not individualistic. It's not just about me and God. It's about me and God and everyone else. This is the case because that's the way it is. This is how God has made things in this world. We see it fleshed out in David's life. Remember him. His sin with Bathsheba led to dire consequences in his family. Most notably, God took his son from him. The same is true with the sin of Achan. When Jericho was destroyed, he stole part of the spoil that was under the ban, and he hid it under his tent. And because of this, not just Achan, but his entire family were stoned, and they were burnt. Joshua 7. The same covenantal effect can be seen in the life of Cain and in Solomon and in many others throughout the Old Testament scriptures. But most notably, this covenant principle comes to the fore right at the beginning of the Bible and is seen in Adam. Remember, it's because of Adam's sin that sin entered into the world and spread condemnation and death to all, to you and I, to our children. See, sin is not just about me, sin is about all of us. Sin is covenantal. And the point is this: God has so structured the world that a leader who displeases the Lord will bring great harm to come upon all who are under his authority. Payment for sin is written into the very fabric of the universe. This is the inescapable fact because life is covenantal. Given this, we need to understand that those who are in authority and leadership positions bear an enormous responsibility. A responsibility to resist sin. And when they do sin, to be prompt in dealing with it. This is true whether one is a leader of a nation, and God help us there at this time. It is also true if you are a leader in a business, or a leader in a school, or a leader in a volunteer organization, or a leader in a church, or a leader in a home. For those that aren't in leadership positions right now, it's also important to understand the covenantal nature of your sins. Because remember, when Achan sinned, not only his family, who he had authority over, suffered the consequences, but before they found out that it was Achan who had sinned, all of Israel suffered. So even as a member of Israel, The condemnation came down upon the people in general. But this covenantal nature of reality, the converse is also true. A leader who lives then a life that is pleasing to the Lord can be the cause for great blessings to fall upon those under him. This is the other side, the positive side of the covenant. We see this illustrated most dramatically, don't we, in the life of Christ. Because of his absolute faithful obedience through his act of righteousness, many will be made righteous. Just as sin reigned in death because of Adam, even so now grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So my exhortation today is specifically to the leaders here. And you know who you are, and you're in different positions of leadership. You have a very important, sober responsibility to deal with your sin. I exhort myself most of all in this matter. Because how I live and how the leaders amongst us live, whether you're a head of a household or a business or a judge, doesn't matter. God's given us responsibility, and the way we live affects those who we are over. I call you to repent of your sins, to be quick to run and flee from them, because the consequences will only be bad and can only lead to bad things. And I exhort all of you who indeed will walk into leadership positions one day, and somehow, in some fashion, to be quick to deal with your sin, because may you develop that godly pattern so you won't take the excesses of sin through your life and make it impossible, or at least more difficult, to turn from your sin once you are in a leadership position. So all of this should remind us of the importance of confessing our sins, which we do now together as God's people. And as we confess our sins in faith from the heart, let me remind you that we become beneficiaries of the positive side of the covenant. The blessings of forgiveness are made possible because of what Christ has done. Let us pray for us. Father, forgive us for not remembering the nature of the reality that we live in, that it is covenantal. And that we stand before you as individuals indeed, but we also have a relationship, and the way we live has a relationship with those around us. In particular, as leaders, that's the case. And we pray that you would forgive us of our sins, that you would cleanse us of our sins, that would you keep us and strengthen us to flee from sin, recognizing the sober responsibility that you have and the dire consequences that sin can have, not only for us, but for those around us. So forgive us this day. For Christ's sake, we pray. Amen. And David said in Psalm 35, I acknowledge my sin to thee, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and thou didst forgive the guilt of my sin. And how blessed is those whose transgression is forgiven. Amen. We are a forgiven people. That's why we are here. That's why we can come here today and come before the Lord, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.